This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fesco and Dusty, 8 o'clock on a Thursday. Gloomy Thursday, but it looks like it's all but settled. Let's look at the radar.
Is it still around, or is it moving out of the area?
Looks like it is moving southeast.
Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get it out of here.
I think. I don't know what it's doing. I'm not a meteorologist. No. Luckily, we have one that works here.
Binkley, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't figure out how to work the TV. So I can't watch the actual European Open.
All right.
But oh well. That Olsen guy is still at the top at 4-under. HT Lee also at 4-under. They have finished their round. And Phil Mickelson tied for 10th at 1-under with Scottie Scheffler as well. And Shane Lowry, some notable names there.
Did you see Scheffler's comments yesterday about golf and whatnot?
It was a few days ago, but yes, it was awesome.
It was awesome, right? I mean, I thought it was absolutely fantastic about how he talks about golf. He loves it, but it's not who he is, you know? And I think a lot of times with athletes, you define them based on their sport and you don't define them based on who they are as an individual. He basically, the way that I perceived it anyway, and maybe you took it a little differently, goes, it's my job, man. That's it. And I was really like, it was refreshing to hear him talk like that.
Yeah, he kind of just like humanized it. He was like, yeah, you win. And then like 2 minutes later, it's over. He goes, but being a dad and like having a family is like such a better rush and more fun to like, you know, have those moments than it is. He's like, you win. And then like 10 minutes later, it's over. And yep. Then you move on to the next tournament. He's like, yeah, I still hate losing. It sucks. I don't like it. He goes, but you know, I get a rush for that, but he goes, I get a bigger rush when I see like my kids and my family. So like, yeah, Scottie Scheffler's just a dude.
Yep.
He's just really, really good. Really, really good at golf. Somebody says on the text line, we were talking about Smash or Pass last segment. Shout out to Jeremy. That's who won, Mr. Jeremy. All right. Shout out to Jeremy who won the Booth Creek Wagyu gift card. We had a thing on here and it was a tough one for you maybe. Whataburger spicy ketchup or McDonald's sweet and sour?
Oh, wow.
Plead the fifth?
Yeah. No, I think Whataburger spicy ketchup, I think, is more versatile than the sweet and sour sauce. I think ketchup is more of a versatile comment. But as I say that, I'm like, yeah, sweet and sour is like really good on everything. Like you could put it on your cheeseburger. You know, I used to dip the cheeseburger in the sweet and sour sauce back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I say the Whataburger spicy ketchup because I think it's more versatile. But then again, I'm making the case for the sweet and sour sauce.
I kind of want to try it on hash browns.
The sweet and sour sauce?
No, the spicy ketchup.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic on your hash brown, yeah.
So the NFL podcast, NFL's daily top 25 players of the last 25 years, was released. No surprise, Tom Brady, the number one quarterback on the list. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning was number 30. You want to guess who was number two?
Patrick.
There you go.
Man.
So Patrick Mahomes in the last 25 years is the second best quarterback according to best player. He was number two on this list. Travis Kelce was 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So two players in the last 25 years on the current roster of the Kansas City Chiefs. Pretty cool to see. They go on. We won't do all of them. You can find it again at NFL_podcast is where they put this on X if you have it. Top three players are three quarterbacks. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I think, you know, in this day and age now, being the quarterback league that it is, I think you have to almost have your quarterbacks, you know, at the top of the list. And there's only a couple of active players on this 25-man roster, too, when you think about it. Two Chiefs made the list. Aaron Rodgers made the list. Myles Garrett made the list. Lamar made the list. And that's it. Oh, and T.J. Watt made the list. I mean, so you're looking at the top 25 players of the last 25 years, according to NFL's podcast and NFL.com, only five guys from this that are active are on that list, man. That's wild to me because I think the talent now today in the NFL is better than it was last year, better than it was 5 years ago because athletes are better. You know, we take care of our bodies differently, work out differently than we ever have before. But to look at that list and see five guys that are current players on that list and two of them are Kansas City Chiefs, man, it tells you why this team, you know, is always on top. So I don't really have any issues at all, you know, with the way that this thing lays out. Aaron Donald comes in at number four and J.J. Watt coming in at number five.
Yeah, T.J.'s at 23. Are we surprised that there isn't a couple names on there? There are a couple names that aren't on there that should be on there?
Who would you put on there that's not on there right now?
You could have a discussion with Josh Allen.
Yeah, you could, but I will say
hasn't won anything. Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, MVP. what did Joe Thomas win?
He's a Hall of Famer, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he is,
right?
For sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, he didn't win anything.
No, but
he won an MVP.
Joe Thomas did?
No, but Josh Allen won an MVP. Yeah. That counts.
Yeah, and that's then Adrian Peterson's on there, obviously. Mm-hmm. Julius Peppers is on there. Zach Martin is on there, just retired. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Drew Brees is on there, won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is on there. He's number six.
Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson's on there. He hasn't won anything.
MVPs.
I was just saying for Josh Allen. Yeah.
But I mean, Lamar.
No, I said Joe Thomas hasn't won anything.
Oh, gotcha.
I said Josh Allen hasn't won a championship.
Gotcha.
I didn't say that, but Joe Thomas didn't win anything.
Yeah.
He just played left tackle for an entire career and was really good at
it. Hall of Fame stuff. We take Joe Thomas right now. We take Walter Jones, who's also on this list right about now. I mean, he was a superstar.
Because there is a list of names that were notable omissions, according to one response. No Marvin Harrison. No DeMarcus Ware. No Troy Polamalu. No Champ Bailey. No James Harrison. And no Brett Favre.
The Favre one is interesting, but you could maybe make the case from 92. I don't know. I'm just trying to think out loud of maybe why Favre isn't on that list. But, I mean, he only won the one championship and then, you know, had the Croc incident and, you know, went downhill from there. And so he's been kind of a douche off the field, you know, allegedly, maybe, sort of, you know, in recent years with the stuff that's going on down there. But I think... I don't know. I don't really. I think it's hard to compile a list of the greatest players of the last 25 years. You are going to leave some players out. It's one person's opinion on this list. But I look at it right now. I go, he probably put together a better list than I would have come up with because I would have had way too many people that are playing in the game right now probably on that list. Like JJ, Justin Jefferson should be on this list. In my opinion, no.
Only 3 years.
Played 4 years. Four years, I think.
See, that's a good name. But that's where I would have gotten sideways with that because I would have made it more about, I think, the guys today. You know, maybe Priest Holmes. I mean, you find somebody that had a better 3-year run as a running back than what Priest Holmes put together, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs. Where the hell's Tony Gonzalez on this list?
I mean, is LT and LT and Adrian Peterson, those are the only two running backs on the list. How is Rob Gronkowski 11 and Kelsey's 25?
Well, because Gronk is better than Kelsey. We've been told that for the last 10 years, Mac. Okay. Come on, wake up.
I would say that Champ Bailey got snubbed.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'd have Champ Bailey on there over Darrell Revis.
And Revis had his own island.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know about Revis. I don't know about over Revis, but I would have him on this list.
I also wouldn't have Revis 10th.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't have, honestly, I don't know if I'd have Myles Garrett or TJ Watt on this list.
TJ's the one that I could probably have a conversation with.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe take him on. I love Myles Garrett, man. That guy's awesome.
Better than Travis Kelce. Am I just biased? I mean, both of those guys, Travis?
But I think Carrington put this list together and only put Travis Kelce on there because, you know, he figured he had to. Because, as you know, he's washed. Come on, Rob. Travis is washed.
No Ben Roethlisberger on this list. T.O. is on this list for somebody who asked. T.O. is, like, I think, 24.
That's good. Yeah, he should be up there.
We move on to another list that ML Football came up with, Bob's favorite Twitter handle. There's only 10 legitimate superstars in the NFL currently. The 10 they list are Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Barkley, Chase, Jefferson, Garrett, Jalen Carter, Christian Gonzalez, and Kyle Hamilton. Christian Gonzalez.
The last two I'm not interested in talking about. I don't mind that he said there's only 10 legitimate superstars in the league. I think sometimes we put people, again, about the greatness of people. Oh, this guy's great. No, he's not. He's good. He's not great. So, like, the superstar term may get thrown around a lot.
Lamar's not on the list.
But having having Christian Gonzalez and Kyle, isn't Kyle Hamilton like an F1 driver? Like, I think, like, why don't we have Lamar on this list? That's where I'll argue with
Insane.
It. Like, I'm not arguing with only 10, yeah, like 10 superstars. That's fine. I think like a superstar, you have to just be better than everybody else. And Lamar is. He needs to be on this list.
Come on this list. TJ Watt?
Josh Allen is not on this list?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow are your only three quarterbacks on the list. And then you have an F1 driver and Kyle Hamilton at the end.
Yeah. Christian Gonzalez on this list?
Who the hell is Christian Gonzalez?
He's a really good corner out of New England, but he's been in the league for 3 years or something. But, I mean,
I wouldn't call that guy a superstar.
No!
He's not a household. A superstar is a household name that everybody recognizes when you say their name. That's a superstar.
That's, I agree.
LeBron James, Caitlin Clark. Or you just need to mention their first name and everybody knows who they are, right?
Here's a name for you. It's not list. Where's Derrick Henry?
I love it. That's a superstar.
I mean, everyone knows who Derrick Henry
is. Yeah.
Everybody has searched Derrick Henry's high school tapes when he just ran over people.
Yes.
Ran for like 4,000 yards.
I mean, it's like him and Randy Moss. You watch those high school videos. Those are the only ones you watch are Derrick Henry and Randy Moss. Because they're like men.
And LeBron, when he was playing football in high school, was pretty sick too.
Pretty
like, that's like awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, no Derrick Henry on this list is, and no Lamar Jackson on this list is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. That's bad.
I mean, Jalen Carter being on this list is kind of stupid too. Like,
go watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Have you watched it yet?
Hell no.
I'm good on that.
There's no reason.
I'm good on that.
Somebody put in here in the replies, Who the blank are Kyle Hamilton and Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Who are those people?
Never heard of him.
You can't be a superstar if the casual fan doesn't know who you are.
Exactly.
That's not a superstar. A superstar transcends. Pete Crow Armstrong, the newest superstar in American sports.
Somebody says no Christian McCaffrey on this list.
That's another one.
Yeah, they got Christian Gonzalez on there, though.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Uh-huh. Good Lord. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just, you know, that's where we're at. ML football is rage bait account. No doubt about it.
100%.
Yeah, they are.
That's why it caused a conversation here.
Yeah, they do rage bait. There's no question. All of their stuff, like, you know, their tweets are the worst form of clickbait ever.
Somebody says, by the time Revis played for the Chiefs, the island had become a continent. Take the day and stay dry. Coming up on the other side, Denny Matthews will join us in studio around 8:30. We'll have Ryan LaFever join us. We will also have Gene Watson, Steve Stewart, George Brett, and Ned Yost all joining us to give our appreciation to the one and the only voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Day here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you on a, like I said, Thursday morning. Dusty's down there getting Denny, and we're going to start the bachelor party here in a little bit on 96.5 The Fan, as Denny is getting married at the end of the season, and so we're going to celebrate with him on the air with his fiance Amy, and we're going to have all sorts of celebrity guests along the way, people who have worked with Denny before, people who he's called the games for, and George Brett. So we'll talk to a lot of people, including Ryan LaFever, coming up in about 15 minutes about the bachelor party celebration for Denny Matthews. And so think about it. You're getting married like 60 years younger than what Denny is when he's getting married.
That's nuts.
I mean, think about that, man. Get married in his 80s. You're getting married in your 20s.
Way to go, Denny.
Yeah, absolutely. He waited, found the right person.
Heck
and
yeah.
And that's what it's
good
all about.
Him.
I mean, there's no reason I can say to rush into marriage. And I'm glad I got married in my 30s. So it was good for me to not, you know, really rush into it because I enjoyed the hell out of my 20s and no woman would look at me either because I was 300 pounds. But I enjoyed my time, you know, I had fun and then, you know, met my wife at the exact right time, I think. And you know, it's worked out, I think, for us. You know, we've got 17 years
strong,
or something,
yeah,
you know, like that involved. And so we'll see where it goes from here. But Denny's getting married, and so we have the opportunity to kind of celebrate, you know, alongside with Denny Matthews. We were talking earlier about some of those, you know, superstars in the NFL, and, you know, that's kind of where I do get hung up, though, and it's not just about the NFL. I think it's about sports in general. There, you make it to the professional level, and you're unbelievable, right? You're one of the best. You're one of the all-time greats at that sport if you make it to the professional level. And then when you get up to the professional level, then it separates itself as well even further because you've got superstars at that level. You've got people at that level that are just better than those current athletes. And I think when we want to throw everybody into those superstar categories, we're kind of degrading some of these guys that are
absolutely
better than everybody else, whether it's, you know, LeBron James or Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Judge or Bobby Witt or whoever the case may be. There are certain guys that are just at that elite level, and we have to be able to separate that from everything else. Not everybody's a superstar. Not everybody's the greatest. Not everybody's the best. And I think at times we just get caught up in using those terms superstar and great in situations where, quite honestly, they may not apply. They may not factor in. And so when I use the term great and when I use the term superstar, I use it for people that truly do deserve to be of that superstar moniker and of that great moniker, because I think when you use it on everybody else, you're bringing it down a peg. And there are just certain athletes. Maybe there are 10 in the NFL. Maybe there aren't 10 superstars in the NFL. Maybe there's 10 in baseball. Maybe there aren't. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's a small, infinite number compared to the number of folks that do play in those professional sports. And so that's why I like, hey, we gotta chill ourselves a little bit when we sit here and talk about people that are great and that are superstars. We can use that with Denny Matthews, though, because he is great and he is a superstar. He is in studio with us as he's getting ready to get married. His fiance Amy is in here as well. Grab a microphone, everybody, and put on those headphones. There it is. You got the microphone, Denny. Congratulations, my friend. You have finally found the right one to walk down the aisle with. Huh? You've been waiting a while, but you finally found the right one, and I can say we're all big fans of Amy. We've loved her for years, and we're so happy for you, too. What made you decide this was time to get married?
What's the rush, right?
That's it. We're done.
Thanks for coming, Denny.
See you guys later.
Yeah. And God, Denny Matthews, right? He's trying to trouble hearing a little bit in the headsets there, as you know, this equipment that we got. Oh, you got it working on. There we go. So like I said, what decided that this was time? You're ready to do this, huh?
Well, we figure we had learned everything there is to learn about the other one. So it works.
It works.
It works very well.
How long have you guys been quote unquote dating, if you will?
17.
Wow, 17 years. So yes. As long as Jen and I have been married, you guys have been dating.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you for nailing that number. Because most guys would be like, well, what has it been? 17 years.
Yeah. Right. Well, my family says, why the rush?
Yeah. Why the rush? Yeah, 17 years of dating, and, you know, sometimes marriage messes all that stuff up.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I've seen a lot of instances of that. So.
Yeah.
You want it to be smooth, you know?
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And so, Amy, I mean, for you, I mean, 17 years and you finally convinced him, huh? It was time.
Oh, man. That was a lot of work. I'm exhausted.
You gonna have any energy for the wedding?
So, I tell you, I guess I am a patient person.
Yeah.
That we almost got Bob to cuss there for you. Can I ask, like, how did you guys meet? How did it all start?
You just said patient. That's the key word.
Yes.
Patient is the word. Explain.
Well, I used to be a surgical dental assistant, and he was a patient in our dental office. So that was basically how I got to finally meet him. I've been wanting to meet him for years, and my boss, Dr. Oliver, says, you know that Denny is a patient here. You will be able to meet him. And I was beyond thrilled, not knowing that I'd fall in love with the guy one day.
Right.
That's kind of how it works, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, she was a very, very good assistant. And I went in for a small little procedure upon which they put in, I think, three little sutures. And then a week later, you come back and they take the sutures out. And she was the suture out person. So,
the suture out person. Okay.
From lack of a better description. So I go in to get the sutures out, and bingo, they're gone. Later that evening, I was having something to eat. And, you know, you always get a little something in your tooth, and I couldn't get it out. And finally, I figured I better go back because this isn't right. Something's wrong in there. Mm-hmm. So I go back the next morning, and Dr. Oliver came in, and he said, well, there's still a suture there. Amy, get in here. You can pick it up from there. So,
well, I knew that I probably wouldn't get to see him for another couple of weeks because generally there's a second post-op a couple of weeks after that, and I didn't want to wait that long to see him again, so I tell people I left that suture in there so I would be able to see him a little sooner. He's the only patient in my career that I left a suture in, and so that's our story. That
yeah, she was perfect until that.
But he still asked me for my phone number, and he said, why don't you come out to a game and sit next to me in the booth? And that was like our first date. And then we went down to the Crown Club after the game and let the crowd clear out. And we were there for a couple of hours. We were the last people in the whole building. And we got to know each other that night. And, I mean, we've pretty much been inseparable since.
That's awesome.
And that's where we're getting married, is in the Crown Club.
Yeah,
so, you know, full circle.
What a great first date. Like, everybody's been on a first date or so. I don't know that there's a better one in Kansas City history than your first date. I mean, your first date was sitting next to Denny Matthews at a Royals game, listening to call that game. That's a hell of a first date.
I'm glad it worked out for you guys because no other guy stood a chance. Where do you want to go? 801 Chop House? Well, this isn't the booth next to Denny. That'll work.
Well, I assumed that it was going to be an inning or so, and then he'd have me go down and sit in a seat with the rest of the fans. But he's like, no, you're staying up here the whole game. I said, are you kidding me? That was like one of the best nights of my life. I'll never forget that.
But who were they playing?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I do remember sitting between him and Bob Davis, and it was the first preseason game for the Chiefs. And so Bob Davis had a little monitor over to the right of him. And so we were kind of focused on the Chiefs game, you know, during the Royals game. But then he turned to me at the end of the fourth inning, and he said to me, you're doing the fifth. And I thought he was serious. I was so scared. Yeah. And but when I feel like I fell in love with him at that very moment, and something came over me like, whoa, what was that?
So how did you call the game? Was it good?
I didn't. Well,
that was my retribution for leaving in the suture. She went numb when I told her she was going to have to do the fifth.
Yeah.
Then she took the fifth.
Then she did.
We went from there.
Who knows? Maybe if I would have called the fifth, I would be your radio partner right now. I would have been so good.
That's
or you'd
right.
been in here with Bob and Dustin.
I mean, may have. Who knows?
Amy, you're Kansas City your whole life?
I'm from Atchison, Kansas,
okay.
which is about an hour and 20 minutes from
So here. Before you had met him, have you heard him on the radio?
Thanks to my grandpa, around 4 years old, all I remember is every time I went to their house, he was listening to Denny Matthews on the radio. And so to me, as a child, Denny Matthews' voice was Royals baseball, and that's all I knew. That was the relationship I had was when I heard Denny Matthews, I thought, that's Royals for me. And so, I mean, we would be playing catch out in the backyard and listening to him on the radio, and I finally, before my grandpa passed away, I got to introduce Denny to him, and that was such a special moment.
I bet for your grandpa, that was one of those, like,
it was unbelievable.
My God, yeah.
Because my grandma couldn't see very well, so she couldn't watch the TV, so she would listen to Denny. She'd have a radio next to her listening to him. So he meant a lot to them. And so here he doesn't know who we are. But it's like we feel like we know him, right? So I feel like I had a little bit of an advantage when I met him. Like, I feel like I knew him, but he didn't know who I was.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that the other day. I said, Denny probably doesn't know this, but you've literally been in everybody's car in Kansas City. Now, you don't know all these people, obviously, but you have been in every single person's car that has lived in this town over the last 60 years. That's remarkable when I think about it, you know?
And you guys go through the same thing. You don't know who's listening right now.
Right.
But... yeah, in their car, in their basement, or in the garage, if they're fixing their car, or whatever, on a picnic, or on vacation, in the Ozarks, wherever.
Have you ever had like an unbelievable story of somebody saying, I was listening to you and this happened, or anything like that, any of those moments over the years?
Well, and I mentioned it in Cooperstown when I did my speech. It was a letter from a elderly, very elderly lady, I think she said she was 94, out in western Kansas, and she said that she had been a baseball fan. She played softball as a young kid, and then she lost her sight. And she said, you're my eyes at the ballpark, which you think, wow, that means a lot. And she said, you paint the picture for me, and I can envision being there at the ballpark. And so that kind of hits you, and... yeah, that's, again, you don't know who you're talking to.
But, yeah.
It makes an impression in a lot of ways. And sometimes it's just noise for people. It's, they're in another room in the house and the game's on. So you don't know.
I love that Amy said that because I think that relates to a lot of people. We try to be relatable on the show. And I think when you talk about, you know, with everything with your grandparents and hearing them on the radio, that's how I was. I'd leave the golf course and my grandpa would have the game on. It was top of the ninth, Royals down 4-5. And I'm like, that's Denny, baby. That's him. And I want to ask a guy that you're very close with, Denny Matthews. Mr. Ryan Lefevre, what does Denny Matthews mean to you?
Oh, boy. I will say, and I've had some time to think about this, that there is no person, no single person in my time here in Kansas City that's been more important to me than Denny. And I go all the way back to the beginning in 1999, and Fred White had been let go, and there was a whole generation of fans that baseball on the radio was Denny Matthews and Fred White. And now suddenly here's this 28-year-old kid coming from another major league team with no ties to the organization and no ties to the community. And if Denny had not received me that first year or first years, I might have lasted 2 years, 3 years, and packed up my bags and headed back up north or somewhere else. Who knows? But the way that he received me, the way that he treated me, the space that he gave me to grow, and the encouragement that he gave me. I mean, he and I had some long, long conversations. And I remember some vividly on the road in his hotel room when I would just ask him if I could talk to him after the game. And I'd walk into his room and he'd already have two chairs positioned pointing toward each other, like, have a seat, young man, and I'll give you my full and undivided attention. And just giving me so much advice on fitting in Kansas City and fitting in with the organization, the people that I needed to know, teaching me the history of the organization, teaching me about Kansas City and Kansas Cityans and what they've come to expect to listen to during a broadcast. I mean, he gave me all of that in our first few years together. And now, you know, now it's been 27 years and I met my wife here. All four of my kids were born in Kansas City, and it's the only home they've ever known. My mom and my stepdad have moved here. I have friends forever because I've lived in Kansas City. I've lived in Kansas City now longer than I've lived anywhere in my life. But I'll go all the way back to the very beginning and how he treated me and how he made Kansas City feel like home long before it became my permanent home.
Well, you were a perfect fit for Kansas City, and as it turned out, we didn't know it at the time, but we were a perfect fit for each other to broadcast because we had a lot in common, and like you said, I gave you room to develop and become a terrific baseball announcer. But, yeah, it fit. That's the best way to put it. Oh, by the way, Ry.
On the air ever with him, yeah.
Yeah, we are in the – remember we used to come down to this building, the studio, and do the hot corner. This
the hot
room,
stove, yes.
Yeah, the hot stove. I mean, yeah, this is a much nicer place now than it was when we came down here. I think they totally renovated.
Well, we went to FM, we cleaned.
Man, you know? Oh man, I mean, this is really plush. And when we were here, we had to fight our way past, you know, waste baskets and turned over cups and
well, yeah. Carrington had just left the studio, so I understand that he's kind of a mess, you know.
Well, when we were replaced by Vern, which we probably should have been, but when we were replaced by Vern, I think Vern had some demands that if he was going to do the hot stove show, there were some changes that needed to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they made them.
Yeah, they did. It's really mm-hmm. nice. And just thought you'd want to know that.
Denny, why was Ryan the perfect fit for Kansas City?
Well, it's a great question.
Thank you.
Because he was very knowledgeable. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
He knows baseball. He had a really nice baseball background. Our backgrounds were essentially the same. Our fathers were very prominent in baseball. His dad was a major league player and manager.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a chance to sign a professional baseball contract. He was the first All-American baseball player at Illinois State University.
Oh, cool.
And so he had a chance to sign with either Cincinnati or the White Sox. Well, World War II came along. He went in the Navy. By the time he got back, I was on the scene. He figured, I better go to work, and he did. And we grew up in central Illinois, and he worked for State Farm Insurance for 46 years. So our fathers had a really nice background in baseball. Ryan and I both played baseball on a college level,
mm-hmm.
and against good teams. He played on good teams. I played on good teams against good competition. And we just had so many similarities. And so, and it just fit right away. I think after our fourth inning of the first spring training broadcast we ever did, we thought, yeah, this is going to work out great.
Going to be and just you know fine.
What? It really did.
It did. I mean, you guys together, it's fantastic. Like, I will stop what I'm doing when Ryan's on the radio side and just listen, because you can't buy the chemistry that you guys have together.
Yeah, and it wasn't forced. It just happened.
Yeah.
You can't force that.
No.
And Ryan and I have both heard stories about other broadcasters that just didn't quite get along. In fact, one guy'd go on to do two innings, the other guy'd leave the booth. And then when it was his turn, he'd come back in, and the other guy'd leave. Well, that's not very good. And you know what? That's a long season when you're going through something like that. Now, that's rare, but it has happened.
I'm sure it has, but, yeah.
We enjoy it. I mean, I think we also figured out that if it's 2-1 in the eighth inning, stay on the game. When it's 12-1 in the fourth inning, now we're going to have to take care of the game, so we go off and talk about other things. So, and we figured that out pretty quick, and we had fun with it. And that was the whole idea. If the game is gone, then you and I have fun. That's that's the way we approached it.
So, Rhino, you came here and asked for advice about Kansas City and broadcasting. Did Denny ask you about marital advice?
Well, we were both single for a long time together, so there really wasn't much advice to go one way or the other. But he has not. But there's a secret location at Kauffman Stadium where for years Denny and I would sneak off to and get our pregame work done. And Jake goes in there with us now. And I think over the years, I don't know if Denny has gotten any marriage advice from me, but he's lived through a few things when it comes to parenting, just overhearing my conversations with my kids on the phone when they'll call me in the middle of the day because, you know, one sibling was mean to the other or mom gave them a consequence that they didn't think was fair. So he's overheard a lot of conversations. So Denny's the oldest of four boys, and I have three boys and a girl. And I was on the phone, and one of my kids called because he was upset about something, and I tried to tell him what he should do and give him some advice. And of course, it went one in one ear and out the other. And I hung up the phone, and there's no way Denny couldn't have overheard my conversation. And I said, Denny, I got a question for you. You were a family with four boys. When your father would try to give you advice, or even your father would tell you to do something, and you would argue with him, how did your dad handle that? And he looked at me and said, my dad would look me in the eye and say, someday you're going to be just as dumb as I am. And I've used that line on my kids more times than I can count. It is a great chaos diffuser because they don't know what to make of a statement like that. But that was some parenting advice he gave me by way of his father.
I do like that. That's very good.
Well, you figure that out. My dad told me that, and I figured it out about 25 years later. And then Ryan's kids will too. Man. About 25 years from now, they'll know what he was talking about.
Yeah, he'll know what he's talking about.
Oh, boy, I don't know if I have 25 years left.
Sure you do.
Well, Rhino, we appreciate you. God bless all the work you do, and thanks for being a part of this day today for Denny and Amy. And we'll talk to you in the later weeks, and we'll hear you coming up this weekend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you doing that and having me on. I could talk all day about Denny Matthews.
I hung up. I hung up, I promise. Hey, we've got to catch a break. We'll have another person join our show on the other side. We got Denny, we got Amy, Bob, Mac, Dusty. We're all here. By the way, I brought Prosecco. Have you ever had Prosecco?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're about to. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, celebrating Denny and Amy as they're soon to be married in Kauffman Stadium. Couldn't think of a better place other than that. As we share our stories, we'll open up the phone lines a little bit later on to you. We'll be joined by George Brett here in just a little bit, Denny, to hear what he has to say about what you have done in his life. Look, I grew up listening to you. I've listened to you my entire life. I'm a Royals fan. You're probably on my Mount Rushmore of Royals players, and that's, I mean, even with Caglione up here already. I mean, I know he's not been here long. I'm kidding. But I think my greatest moment of you, and I have I think I have pretty thick skin. We used to do these things when we were 6'10". We'd have like 6'10 day at the K, and we'd all do like an event. And I knew that I had made it when I got roasted by you, and the audio is here.
We've had a rough show, though, here on 610 night. One of our hosts tried to steal the base out there in right field, and he was a cool 5 seconds late crossing the finish line. I'm sure he's going to be hanging his head and hoping that, especially you two, did not see that.
They could have. There's a gapper into right center field, and that's going to get by Kyle Isbell and roll to the wall. So Willie Castro is on. And this is the fourth straight inning that the Tigers have had their leadoff man on.
I started to say, Fizz, they could have videotaped that dash from the right field corner in slow motion, but that would have been redundant.
Save the use of the word dash.
A little dash, yeah. He ran out of steam real early.
Better believe it, man. Didn't finish the race, and I got the great Diddy Matthews to roast me there for a minute. So I was good on that, man. That's the highlight of my career right there.
Well, little did I know, it'd have been worse if I'd have known you better.
That is outstanding. Really good. Really funny stuff, man. Yeah. That's awesome. So Denny is in studio. He's getting married. Amy is his future wife. She is in studio as well. And like Dusty said, we'll take your phone calls. You know, you can reach out to Denny in the 9 o'clock hour and talk to him and have the conversation, you know, with Denny and tell him what he means to you. I know a listener of ours and a good listener of yours as well. Pam has been trying to reach out and find a way to get in touch with you to wish you luck as well. So maybe she'll call in a little bit later on and take care of business. So we've got all that going for us. And you're headed to Wrigley this week. I guess not this weekend, but next week when the Cubs and Royals are there. You don't do many of those road games anymore, but you're doing this one. Why this one? Why did you choose to take the train, if you will, because you are, to Chicago for this series?
I think my first game ever when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old was at Wrigley Field. So, again, the circle. Mm-hmm. And I like Wrigley Field. I grew up in central Illinois, Cardinals, Cubs, right in the middle.
Yep.
So I could listen to the Cubs in the afternoon, the Cardinals at night. It was great. And then flip the dial around like a lot of people do, and you could hear Detroit, Pittsburgh, Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So a lot of different announcers, which I thought was interesting. I had no idea that I would eventually do that. In fact, I wasn't even interested in broadcasting. When you're that age, you care about playing, not broadcasting, yeah. For heaven's sakes, yeah.
We do a segment on our show called One Word, and if I were to say the name George Brett, what would be the one word that comes up?
Best.
George, one word to describe Diddy Matthews. What word comes to your mind?
Weird.
In a good way, of course.
Yes, of course, Denny. How are you doing?
Well, surely. I don't know how these guys do this. I don't know what time they get in here, but
they get in there pretty early.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're here by 5. You know,
George, what's Diddy Matthews mean to you?
Oh my God, he witnessed everything I ever did on a baseball field and called 99% of it. Probably, you know, back then he was young. And now he's not young, and now he doesn't make all the road trips, but I believe, Denny, up until 93, you made them all, correct?
Absolutely. Didn't miss one, yeah.
You didn't miss a game either, did you? You never had an illness. You never had a death in the family. You never had a baby. I know that. You never got married. You never went on a honeymoon. You've seen every game I ever played.
That's right. I had no choice.
Which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
And we were together. And the one thing that I'm so proud of is right now, with the passing of Art Stewart a few years ago, you are the longest tenured employee of the Kansas City Royals, and I'm the second.
That's right.
Which I think is pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah. And
yeah, you started working there when you were in 1969, and I started, I was an employee of the Royals starting in 1971 out of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I even
and
saw
you. Still with them.
Well, I saw you go back to the minor leagues briefly.
Well deserved. A well deserved demotion, I might add.
When did you know he was going to be the best, Denny?
When?
Yeah. Like, when did you know? You used the term best to describe him, and obviously he is. But when did you know, like, oh, okay, we got something special here?
After his first full year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see it. Yeah. How hard he worked. Not only people think about, you know, the batting skills, he worked so hard to become a Hall of Fame hitter. He also, and people forget this, he worked very hard on his defense. He had to.
Well, Denny, I kind of had to, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, because you hurt some people behind first base with your throws.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story, Denny? I played third base all those years, and every time I would throw one in the dirt or throw one over the first baseman's head, all the guys sitting around third base would say, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball, you know, and start yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I move over to first base. It's opening day, and Kevin Seitzer throws one in the dirt, and I missed it. And all of a sudden, these guys that were sitting by third base must have moved their seats over to first base, because then it was my fault that I didn't catch it. It was my fault when I threw one in the dirt, and then it's my fault when I don't catch one when someone throws it in the dirt.
Right? Of course.
And I thought that was pretty funny.
So
you've turned around and yelled at him. I turned around and yelled at him. It was about the fifth or sixth inning. I turned around and yelled, what did you all move your freaking seats just to get on my ass?
So basically, you just
but
gave him marriage
do.
Advice.
I always do. Hey, I always do. It's like hockey, Denny, and I know you love hockey. I mean, that's your passion, too. I always knew that if I let in a run, I had to at least score one or knock one in, you know, with my defense. I just tried to be a plus player every day, and I let in a lot of runs. Thank God I could score runs and drive in runs, too.
Wow.
But I did work hard on my defense, because it was no different. You know, I'd be at third base playing, and I'd be saying, God, don't hit it to me, don't hit it to me. And every time you said that, they would hit it to you.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in a position mentally to make the play. And all of a sudden, when I was on, like when I was learning how to hit with Charlie Lau, prior to that, I would be on the on-deck circle, and Sparky Lyle would get up and start throwing, and I'd be on the on-deck circle, and I'd say, God, I hope they don't bring him in to face me. Well, they did. And I've already made the out in my mind, right?
Yep.
So all of a sudden, I kind of had that attitude. When I got a lot of confidence in my hitting abilities, I would say, I hope they bring him in to face me, because he's gotten me out in the past, but I'm going to get him this time. And I really, you know, I started to believe that. And all of a sudden, I started doing that defensively. Every time, hit me the ball. I want the ball. I want the ball. And when you prepare for something good to happen, good things happen. If you prepare for something bad to happen, bad things will happen.
Exactly.
And I think that's what helped me more than anything.
Yeah, confidence is – if you don't have confidence, any sport, if you don't have confidence, you might as well stop. Just quit, because it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you also had an excellent baseball IQ. You were a good base runner. You know when to go first to third. It just was automatic. It was instinct. Well, you had a great instinct.
I grew up at baseball parks because, you know, I had three older brothers that all played, and I went to all their games, and then I started playing. So I saw baseball. I was around good baseball, not bad baseball, really good baseball, because where I grew up, it was really a good baseball program. It was unbelievable. And so I saw good baseball, And I think sometimes guys get to the major leagues, a good athlete, but not really a good baseball player, but a great athlete. They get to the major leagues. They have to think before they react.
Yeah.
And I think I was in a position where I just reacted.
Yes.
I knew, you know, let's say a guy hits a ball to right field, and there's one out, and you can't get thrown out at third base with and make the second out at third base. And all of a sudden, all that stuff, as soon as that ball's made, your brain says, okay, there's one out. He's a left-handed fielder. He's going towards the line. He's going to have to stop. He's going to have to turn his feet. Yeah, you can go to third without even thinking.
You know? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
This guy doesn't have a good arm. Oh, yeah, I think I can go. And you go. this guy out in right field, I mean, he's kind of lazy. He kind of lollygags after ball. You hit a ball to right field and you say, God, I can go to two. This guy doesn't do it. And you just run hard and you turn a single into a double. And I think without even thinking about that stuff when you're running, it's just instant feedback. Boy, that's a double. That's a double. Yep. And I think it was just because I was always around good baseball and watched the games. And that definitely helped me in my career. There's no doubt about that.
You mentioned hockey. You guys want to hear a hockey story?
Yes.
Regarding George Brett?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
George is still a player, right, at the height of his career.
We were at King Louis.
King Louis had an ice rink.
Yeah, yeah.
And George and his brothers got into hockey. They bought a team out on the West Coast. But George came up to me. Now, remember, he's at the height of his career. And he said, when you guys go out, this was in the off season, when you guys go out and skate and, you know, you get pucks and shoot around and everything, and you get five or six guys out there, he said, I want to come out and play with you. And I said, have you ever skated? No. And I'm thinking, well, he said, I want to learn. So he came out one morning, and I'm thinking, George is going to tear up his ankle or do something awful, and can you see the headlines in the paper the next day? Denny Matthews invites George Brett to play hockey, and now he's going to miss the first half of the coming baseball season with a ruptured knee or something.
Right.
I was scared to death, but he did okay. And the only way
I could skate forward,
but you
couldn't stop. He'd
go fast along the boards, and then he hit the end glass. And I'm thinking, this is not going to turn out really well. But you know what? Being an athlete, it took him about what, two times coming out, and you were playing right with us. And
but I couldn't skate backwards. I still can't skate backwards. every once in a while, when I go to Spokane and the hockey team's there, I'll go out and do a skate with them. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to teach me how to skate backwards one time with a chair. You're holding onto a chair and you're just kind of moving the chair back and forth. And I still can't skate backwards, but I can skate forward. I'm pretty good skating forward. Having a stick in your hand definitely helps.
Yeah. It's a balance.
Your balance and stuff. Yeah. With your balance. But I'm not a good skater. Not a good skater.
So what kind of marital advice do you have for him, George? You both get married late in your careers.
Well, the good thing is, I always thought Denny would be a good husband and a good father. I really did. And obviously it's too late to have a baby. At least I hope it's too late for you, Denny. I don't want you going to, I remember when I was going to first grade and kindergarten roundup and first grade parent teacher conferences, and I'm old enough to be the teacher's dad, you know?
Yeah.
and then I see these other parents coming in, they're 25 and here I am 46.
You know, yeah,
it was crazy, but I think he's going to be a good husband. Yeah, he'll be a good husband. He's gone 81 days at home, which is fine. I just hope, Denny, you like the barbecue, and you and your wife, when the team's on the road and you don't go, and I know you want to watch the ball games because I watch them all when they're on the road also. But there's nothing better than going out and grilling a steak or grilling chicken or throwing some fish on the grill and having a nice dinner and watching the ball game. There's nothing better than that.
Well,
and I know you don't like to go to restaurants.
No, we went to one last night. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, sure. Went to a Mexican restaurant. Really?
You don't like going to restaurants?
No, I once in a while. I mean, I don't want to do it every other night.
Right.
You know, but well, let me say, George, I got to say one thing. You're talking about being a father and all. You have to be so proud of your three boys because they are well-mannered. They're smart. They're polite. You and Les have done a great job.
What was that second one?
Polite.
Smart.
Well, maybe out of the house or away from you.
They got good street smarts. Good street smarts.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a funny story, Denny. I don't know if you ever heard this. Jackson's first year at Shawnee Mission East, football coach tracks him down, and he says, "Hey, are you Jackson Brett?" And he's Jackson, of course, being Jackson. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he says, "You play football?" And he says, "Yes, sir." He said, "You got two younger brothers too, right?" He says, "Yes, sir." He says, "They play football?" "Yes, sir." And he says, "God, I can't wait. We'll have three Bretts on the Shawnee Mission East football team. God, we're going to be good." And Jackson's response was, "Coach, before you get too excited, I got to tell you something. And coach says, what's that? He says, unfortunately for me and my brothers, we got my dad's brains and my mom's athletic ability, and that's not a good combination.
George, I can't think of a better way to end this interview, man. Hey, we appreciate it. And you.
I'm not kidding. Hey, I'm not kidding you. The coach, I didn't know him. Coach Stoner, he gets my number from somebody. He calls me and he said, I had an interesting conversation with your son today at school. And he told me that. And I said, he's pretty much right on, sir.
That's great.
He nailed it.
Well, George, raise a Coors Light for Denny and Amy, and we'll raise a glass of Prosecco. I have Denny trying Prosecco for the first time in his life, some bubbly. So, George, we appreciate the time. And okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah. For everything.
Thanks, George.
Hopefully I see you guys at the wedding.
You got it.
Hopefully.
Cheers to you guys.
We'll be there.
We'll be right back with more interviews here and your phone calls later on the 9 o'clock hour for the one, the only, Denny Matthews on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, Tommy,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.